The Crusader Chronicles. The year 1153. The armies of the Christian West have delivered Jerusalem from the infidel. In a humble English monastery, the chronicler of the first great crusade lies dying. This is still the story of that man's life.
Absalom.
Yes, still here.
My life has nearly run its course. Even now I feel the icy hand of death upon my throat.
Come along, Absalom. Let him go.
He was just loosening his collar.
Soon, you alone shall be the last of the nobs.
Really? Oh, dear. Well, can't be helped, I suppose. Can I get to the London Road from here?
Absalom, patience. Your father has not long to live.
Well, that's something to be grateful for, I suppose.
You recall that together with my benefactor, Sir Giles de Bourneville, I had set out upon the great crusade to liberate Jerusalem from the infidel.
How could I forget?
How Sir Giles and his brother Leslie had been captured by the garrison at Antioch.
Captured, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And been forced to partake in a dreadful and lewd exhibition on a stage.
Uh-huh.
Before jeering hordes of Turkish soldiers.
Yes, they ended up working in a strip club, yes, that's right.
When Bohemund, Lord of Taranto, learnt of the fate that had befallen the brothers, his grief was wondrous to behold.
You pair of nonsense! Go on, get out of my sight!
Bohemund reasoned that Giles and Leslie had fallen from grace and decreed that the brothers and their retainers should venture forth into the desert and there redeem themselves. On the morning of our departure, a vast crowd gathered to bid us farewell.
Stop them!
Your pair of jesses!
Oh, there he is, Mr. Splickrock's Tabard.
Giles, I don't think it would be overdramatic of me to say at this time that we've had it.
Not so, Leslie, for I have a plan to quell this bearing mob and swiftly deliver us from our misfortune.
Your misfortune, you mean? It wasn't me who got coated in oil and canes.
See, behold! The twins of Gemini and their red boy entourage, Mr. Peekaboo Hobart and his lewd brother.
Stone them!
To you gathered here today who see fit to judge and stone our misfortune, I have this from the scriptures to say unto you.
Out with it then, Mr. Fong.
Who is here among you who is without sin? If there be such a man, I say, let him cast the first stone. Ah, I see. That is you, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're completely without sin?
Yeah, that's me.
Fine. No, George, as long as that's clear, then.
In many ways, that day was to be the watershed of our misfortune. For even as we fled into the desert, hundreds of miles to the east, in the palace of the notorious one-eyed Sultan Ben Yusuf, events were taking place that were to have a dramatic impact on our lives.
Oh, noble Ben Yusuf.
Ah, the Imam Abu Objek.
You sent for me, O fearful Lord.
Indeed I did. That tax I leveled on the people of Baalbek. Have they coughed up yet?
No, worshipful Sultan. They say their crops have failed and they have no money.
I thought it'd be something pitiful like that. I think it's about time I went down there in person and did some senseless killing. Is the royal armorer here?
He is without.
Well, let's have him within.
Oh, you are a funny man.
Aren't I?
Royal Majesty.
Royal Armorer.
3 moons have passed since Your Imperial Magnitudeness commanded me to design and construct a new and more terrifying battle helmet. A helmet that could be worn with pride by your soldiery. A headdress to strike terror into the hearts of all who oppose you.
The new hats, yes.
A golden one. I have at last completed the order. It has not been easy, but if you will permit me, Mahmud. As you see, oh, brilliant one, they are exactly as you have ordered. Only the finest materials have been used. This first helmet, which Mahmoud is wearing, uses a mixture of pink, orange, and green ostrich feathers. Fitted to the back is an amusing novelty trumpet, activated by this pink ribbon. complementing the red baboon's bottom placed at the front. Here at each side are two painted duck's feet which flap. So, and cunningly concealed inside, an inflated goat's bladder, which, as the helmet is placed on the head, activates a raspberry. And just here can be seen the most amusing...
Yes, if I can just stop you there for a moment, Royal Armourer. Am I correct in thinking it is not the feast day of all jesters?
No, Majesty, most certainly no. It is the day of gratuitous blinding.
Is it really? I thought that was yesterday.
It has been extended.
Oh, that is handy.
I don't understand. Your exquisite oneness is not happy with the order?
Well, how best can I put this? No.
But they are exactly as you stated. 15,000 comical helmets for the brigands of Ben Yusuf.
Yes, I think I can see the problem. What sort of helmets did you say?
Comical? Yes, here, look, as written in the Imam's own handwriting, 15,000 comical helmets.
Conical helmets, Royal Armourer. I think you'll find that's an N, a conical.
Oh, Allah.
Well, now, Royal Armourer, we do appear to be in a bit of a pickle, don't we? Because, you see, very shortly, I plan to lead an attack upon the peaceful and helpless village of Baalbek at the head of a fearsome gang of brigands, all of whom, it would appear, will now be wearing a mixture of coloured feathers, duck's feet, and the rear end of an unfortunate gorilla.
It's actually a baboon, Excellency.
Your Holiness, when does the day of gratuitous blinding end?
3 o'clock, Your Majesty.
And the time now is?
2 o'clock, sire.
Well, if you'd like to cut along now... You should just cash the last skewer. Guards.
No! Go on, everyone.
Now then, to the business in hand. Let us ride to Baalbek, kill every living thing we find there, lay waste to the land around, and be back here in time for prayers.
And the new helmets, my lord?
I think we can do without them for the time being.
The die was cast.
Uh-huh.
The wheel had turned.
I see.
Fickle fate had forged our future.
Really?
Dame Destiny would draft the denouement.
That's enough alliteration, I think.
Right. Oh, that'll do. That's fair enough. Let's rest here.
God, I think I'm going to throw up.
All right, lovely boys. They must stop themselves in their pursuit. We can relax now.
You're wrong, Strongbow. A noble heart though you are wrong. My friends, countrymen, brothers... For at this time, dear friends, we are all brothers. Brothers, we must repent.
How do we do that, brother?
First, shall we fast for 40 days and nights?
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult. We don't actually have any food.
And then, when our hearts are pure, we shall commence training as a new breed of warrior. We shall become the strongest, chastest fighting men alive, that we might return to Bormund, lead his forlorn hope into the breach at Jerusalem, and recover forever... our former glory!
That said, Sir Giles drove us mercilessly along the road to righteousness. We learned how to handle every weapon known to mankind. Even I, who had never held a sword in my life, was turned into a compact killing machine.
Parry, 2-3, swipe, 2-3, lunge, 2-3, parry, 2-3,
swipe, 2-3. Runaway, 2-3. Bolt up. The road we trod was long and hard, but soon we had built ourselves into a fully fit fighting force.
Try saying that after communion.
Shh. Continue, Father Knob.
Trying to lighten things up a bit.
Once into Jerusalem, we were sure to carry all before us and regain our honor. But then, one day, tragedy struck.
News! News! Glad tidings of great joy! Friends, pilgrims,
God be praised! Great Jerusalem has fallen!
Jerusalem fallen?
Fallen, my lord, and the Muslim usurpers put to flight.
When did this happen?
Tuesday, I think, just after the pancake race. News! News! Glad tidings of great joy!
You missed it? You missed the fall of Jerusalem?
Aye, and the party afterwards. It was a dreadful blow. Poor Sir Giles could see his life stretching for years ahead with no honour, no reputation, and no recompense for the money he'd splashed out over the past few months.
Brother Leslie, we shall return to England.
Yes, good idea.
Yes, okay.
We shall forever hold our manhoods cheap.
Yeah, not in public, surely.
I shall retire to a monastery and take holy vows. Brother, you are free to dispense with our father's inheritance as you see fit.
Are we all still brothers of yours at the moment, or what?
Oh, blimey. Depend on it, brother. I shall put the loot, the inheritance, to a noble cause.
Cheer up, lovely boys. It's not the end of the world. Here, listen. I'll sing you a song from the valleys. How about that, eh?
Strongbow. Stout fellow. Keeper of our morale. Just this once. Shut your bloody noise up, will you?
It was a despondent Giles de Bourneville that led our happy band homeward. For mile upon mile he would not speak a word. Then, no more than 20 leagues from Jerusalem, we stopped at a village to purchase some sweetmeats and ale, and there met with our destiny.
What exactly are sweetmeats?
Holla!
Call them again.
Holla there, you peasant yobbos. We demand some hospitality.
I'd say it was deserted, my lord.
It can't be deserted. They've still got their washing out. Look.
Oh, hello. Here comes someone now.
Ah.
What the blazes?
Incoming crossbow! Hit the deck!
Simeon, put down your crossbow. It is not they.
What the deuce do you think you're doing?
Your pardon, good sir knight.
An Englishman, by God.
My name is Roger of Croydon. Welcome to the village of Baalbek.
Is that the way you greet all your visitors?
1,000 pardons, my lord, but we feared you were Ben Youssef's men come to destroy us.
Ben Youssef?
Yes. For months now, his men have raided the village. They rape the cattle and steal the women.
How did you come to be here, Roger?
I was a follower of Peter the Hermit, my lord, on his first great crusade. After the disaster at Sibitos, I was stranded here in this country until the kindly people of Baalbek welcomed me into their homes.
This Ben Youssef bloke you mentioned, unpleasant, is he?
My friend, since fate saw fit to rob him of an eye, he has become the very devil himself. Shall I tell you the tale of his horrific deeds?
Yes, all right then.
It is a particularly dreadful story that happened once upon a time. Long, long ago. Long before the Franks came to these lands.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry. Ben Youssef lived at this time in the city of Kerak.
You sing beautifully, my dear.
Thank you, mighty Ben Youssef. Oh, one eye, one eye, oh, one eye.
Your voice lays gently upon the ear as the dew upon the desert bloom.
Oh, thank you.
I believe you shall never sing quite so exquisitely again, and you must promise me that you never shall, for any man.
I promise.
Yes, and to make sure that you don't. Hamid. Thank you, Hamid. You may eat the tongue if you wish. And now you dancers.
Oh, Shiite.
I believe that you shall never dance quite so gracefully again.
I don't know about that middle section. Doesn't really work for me.
Well, I said that, didn't I? In rehearsal, I said it's not working.
No, it's not working. That's my fault. That is me and my two left feet.
I won't hear of it.
Oh, no, really?
You were quite superb.
No.
You weren't.
Hamid, remove their kneecaps.
Terrifying story, Roger. One to cast fear to the very depths of one's soul. Ben Youssef is truly a disciple of hell.
And he's coming here, is he? With his army, in all their hundreds, on the morrow.
Tomorrow, eh? Well, we could be in Cyprus by then.
Yeah, or Crete. Do you not see, stout countrymen?
At last we have been given a sign from God.
Yes, exit this way.
The Lord has guided us here. Here, to this rude, lowly village.
I thought they'd been quite polite so far.
We shall teach the people of Baalbek to overcome their fear. We shall teach them the ways of the soldier. We shall build a death trap for Ben Yosef and his vile brigands. And tomorrow, here shall we stand. Here shall we fight. Here shall we win back our spurs.
And thus Sir Giles orchestrated a defense of Baalbek that was to become the zenith of our life's work in the Holy Land.
Men of England, of Wales, and of Scotland, have I your allegiance?
You have that, my lord de Bonneville.
Strongbow, mighty Celt, will you stand with me in battle?
You can depend upon it, my lord, for I will build a mighty bow, the like of which no man will ever have seen before. Cold iron chains shall be its bowstrings, and mighty tree trunks its quiver of arrows.
My cup overfloweth. Brother Leslie, shall you be at my side?
Oh, don't worry. I'll be right behind you, sword in hand.
And Walter, noble Nob, what wilt thou in this hour of destiny?
Make some tea, I suppose.
This likes me, Walter. This likes me very much.
That's not actually a proper sentence, is it?
To work, comrades. Seize the day. Let us give the renegade Ben Yosef a welcome he'll never forget.
We spent the day and most of the night in frenzied preparation. Strongbow toiled for many hours to perfect his fearsome war machine. Friar Robert preached hellfire to the faint-hearted and made them faint. Sir Giles and Leslie instructed the menfolk how to handle a sword, and I made a thorough search of the village, looking for the best place to hide in the event of an attack. By noon on the following day, all was in readiness.
Ah, you have come at a great moment, Sir Giles. We are about to have the first test firing of the Super Bowl.
Ah, carry on, worthy Strongbow.
To your positions, men. Prepare yourself, my lord, for a sight that shall astound you. Do you see those tall conifers at the far end of the valley? In just a few seconds, they shall be as wood chippings on the floor of a carpenter's shop.
My heart beats with wild anticipation, as though it would tear my breast in twain.
Really? Are you getting any shooting pains in your left arm at all?
Prepare to fire.
Low, 2, 3. Aim, 2, 3. Pull back, 2, 3. Fire, 2, 3.
Bugger.
Well, never mind. I suppose Ben Yusuf's men could always trip over it in the confusion and graze their knees.
Great Lord! Lord de Bonneville!
Roger of Croydon, what's amiss?
Prepare to die, my lord. The monster is here. Ben Yosef is come to Baalbek.
If there was one thing my benefactor knew how to do well, it was to convince a handful of simple-minded peasant folk that they could easily overcome an army of men who were taller, stronger, and more powerful than themselves.
March on! Join bravely! Let's to it, pell mell! If not to heaven, then hand in hand to hell!
You didn't write that.
The opposition's men! We shall divide and conquer, or pile up the wall with our English dead. For men of men at home in England shall think themselves accursed. They were not here this day.
I very much doubt it.
The people of Baalbek were led by a lion that day. Unfortunately, it was blind, stupid, and completely unable to comprehend the concept of overwhelming numbers.
Well met, brave Nob, well met. And hast thou come upon thy cue in goodly time to acquaint us of our fortunes in this princely hour?
No, I'm just bringing you news of the battle.
That is the rub of which I spake, stout youth. Tell me all you know.
Of the battle?
Of the battle, yes.
Sire, they're being slaughtered like cattle.
Victory sits in our helms. By God, we have them.
No, our men are being slaughtered like cattle. Ben Youssef's men are doing rather well.
Are not our bowmen wielding their bows in the manner to which I have accustomed them?
Oh, they're doing what you told them to do, all right. But they're only getting as far as load 2-3, aim 2-3, before they're ventilated by about 15 arrows each.
Curious. See, I see that no man has deserted his post, however.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult when you're stuck like a pincushion.
Then give my compliments to the Welshman and inform him that now is the time for him to fire his super bow.
He already has.
And did it reap a mighty harvest of death?
Yep, it killed him and the entire crew.
Oh, I see. Then we have only our faith left to us. We must pray.
Pray? Now at a time like this?
Let us pray that God will send us a miracle to smite our enemies and deliver us from our predicament.
A miracle? Sir Giles, we are in the middle of a serious military defeat here. We need a plan of escape and we need it now.
Oh, Lord, do not forsake thy children this day.
Look!
Send us a miracle, O God, that we might worship thee for a few years more yet.
You inbred, half-witted, French sparrow murderer. We're all going to die, do you understand? When Ben Youssef gets hold of us, we're all going to have large kitchen implements inserted into every orifice our bodies possess. Miracles won't prevent this, because miracles don't bloody happen, and what the hell's that?
Though much ridiculed in the past for an unerring faith in his God, it appeared that Sir Giles' devotion was about to come up trumps.
Yeah.
For out of the desert there blew a whirlwind so terrible that it overcast the Arabian sky and laid darkness all around. This meteorological titan hurled itself upon the infidel horsemen, turning their swords into serpents and that chainmail into a seething sea of ants.
Oh, this is too silly now.
From the jaws of defeat, the Lord had plucked the laurels of victory and placed them gently into the hands of his obedient servant, Sir Giles de Bourneville.
Well, dear friends, we have earned the praise of our peers this day. Now may we return to Beaumont and Jerusalem in honor.
It was a miracle, Walter. Did you see it?
Well, I must confess, I...
Forward, lads. Gather Ben Youssef and the rest of the prisoners and complete your victory.
Is it all over? Did we win?
I don't really believe quite how, but yes, yes, we did.
It was a miracle. You should have seen it, man.
Yes, well, I'm afraid I was too busy scouring the cellars, looking for deserters. So I rather fear I missed the... I say, are these our prisoners?
Yes, Sir Giles has asked us to round them up. Here, wait a minute. What are you doing with those pliers?
Have you seen this bugger's teeth packed with gold? They're like walking banks, all of them. Come on, and get yourself a chisel or something.
No, hold, Brother Leslie. These men have been entrusted to us by God.
What the devil are you talking about?
Our victory this day is due to the one eternal light of the universe. It was his miracle that preserved us.
Oh, poppycock.
No, really, Sir Leslie. A proper miracle.
How old are you all? 7? There's no such thing.
Brother, beware. The Lord can get very tetchy late in the afternoon.
Yes, and what's he going to do? Break every bone in my body?
As if one miracle were not enough, we were all witness to another, as every bone in Sir Leslie's body was broken neatly in two.
Could you help me up, please?
Brother, you were forewarned. Lie there quietly, and I shall have a word with the Lord when he's a bit less grumpy.
Sir Giles! Ah! Sir Giles!
Hold, good little bone. What are you about?
Good Sir Knight, now that you have captured the Turkish dogs, the villagers would like to peel the skin from the tops of their heads and expose the brains underneath.
Peel the skin!
Oh, for heaven's sake. Good people, hear me speak. For I say unto you, what good will this bloodletting achieve?
Happy enough.
Since first we came unto this country, we have hanged and skinned the Turks without reprieve. We have slaughtered their livestock, trampled upon their customs, turned their once fertile lands into fields of blood, and yet still they come.
Skin me, and my sons shall not rest until every last Christian Frank has been driven from Palestine.
Do you see? Violence begets violence. Blood will beget blood. Is it not time to put aside our sword and extend the hand of friendship, the hand of compassion, the hand of man?
Get him.
Ben Youssef, will you and your men swear to make peace with the Franks and to respect the integrity of Christian pilgrims wherever you may find them?
We shall swear.
Then release these men.
Hey!
My Lord de Bourneville,
Among our people, we have a word for one who has the courage to be merciful and the foresight to forgive. Such a man is known as Al-Trahat.
I thank you humbly, and will be most proud to... Sorry, who?
Al-Trahat.
Al-Pratt. Yes.
From this day forth, let it be known that I, Ben Yusuf, do swear unswerving loyalty to the one men shall call hereafter Al-Trahat.
It was a noble gesture, an accolade of praise from one honorable man to another. It was just a pity that one of those curious quirks of language should have chosen that moment to play so cruel a trick upon my benefactor. Later, as we march triumphantly into Jerusalem...
It is the Pratt! Hammer of the Turks! The Pratt is here!
The city welcomes you, Al Pratt!
Thank you, thank you.
The Pratt! The Pratt! Deliverer of our people!
Yes, look, actually, the correct pronunciation is, in fact, Al Prahat, you see? Prahat, at the back of the throat.
Truly you are a Pratt!
No, Prahat. It needs to be more Arabic.
God be praised, Hosanna, the Pratt is come!
Oh, look, we really must get this right. Please, good people, listen just for a moment.
His name and the story of his magnanimity spread through the Crusader kingdoms. His was a legend that would blaze a trail of glory across the pages of history, even unto the hearth and home of his Islamic foe. Sir Giles was known forever after as the Pratt of Palestine. My tale is done.
Yep, pack of lies from start to finish, as far as I can tell.
I can die happily, peacefully.
Yep.
Knowing that the legend of the de Bourneville brothers will live on.
Yep, that's right.
Faithfully recorded and written down.
Absolutely.
By my son Absalom.
Oh, was I supposed to be writing it down then?
Of course you were.
I thought you were doing that.
No.
What was all that scribbling you were doing?
I was doodling a design for the first letter.
No!
Oh, bloody hell.
My tale begins in 1095.
No! No, no.
In the town of Clermont, Dad, in France.
No, Dad, it's okay. I can remember most of it.
Here it was. Yeah. That His Holiness, yeah. Pope Urban II. Second,
yes. Made a decree.
Made a decree.
See, I can remember.
The Crusader Chronicles starred Hugh Grant as Sir Giles, Michael Aldrich as Old Walter, Andy Taylor as Young Walter, Chris Lang as Sir Leslie, Simon Greenall as Friar Robert and Strongbow, Chris Langham as Absalom, Zia Moyadine as Ben Yusuf, Brian Bowles as Roger of Croydon, Rebecca Front as Ben Yusuf's entertainment, and Jeffrey Baildon as the monk. The script was written by Chris Lang, Andy Taylor, and Simon Greenall. The producer was Harry Thompson.